Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah to you, Lord God. Be all the glory, all the honor, and all the praise. You are awesome, you are wonderful, you are marvelous. You are precious, O Lord God, in all your ways. Father, we are grateful, we are thankful, O God, once more for this opportunity that you have made available to us here on where eagles soar. Hallelujah. Father, we thank you. Lord, we are grateful to you. Lord God, we submit and surrender ourselves to the obedience and the leadership and directorship of your Holy Spirit, given unto us to lead, guide, and direct us into all truth. For it is you that said we are to trust in you with all our hearts and lean not unto our own understanding. But in all our ways, acknowledge you, and you will direct our paths. Father, today, we thank you for bringing us to the end, O God, of another week. We thank you, Lord God, that you have, Lord God, been with us as we went through, O God, thus far this day. Father, Lord, without you, it would not have been possible. And to you, Lord God, we ascribe all praise, all honor, and all glory. For we are grateful that, Lord God, we once walked in a manner that we thought was right. But, Lord God, until you sent your Son, Jesus, hallelujah, our Savior, our Lord, our Redeemer, our Butler, our Shield, Lord God, we had not known that the life that we lived once, Lord God, prior to today, O God, those of us who believe and trust in you, Lord God, that we lived a life, O God, of emptiness, O God, Almighty Father, but Lord, we thank you that you loved us this much, that Lord God Almighty, you made that choice, Lord God, to have your only begotten Son, Jesus, to Lord God die that sacrificial death on that cross of Calvary. God, in his ascension, Lord God, he conquered death, he conquered sin. Now seated at your right hand, make an intercession for us. Father, Lord, we ascribe all honor, all glory, and all praise unto you, acknowledging your lordship and your sovereignty. Today, O God, Almighty Father, we acknowledge, Lord God, what you have said unto us in Proverbs chapter 3, that we are to trust in you with all our hearts and lean not unto our own understanding. In all our ways, acknowledge you, and you will direct our paths. Father, Lord God, we are humbled. Today we surrender and submit ourselves to you, Lord God, that your kingdom come, your will be done in and through us, Lord God. Father, for we know that you are the truth. You represent the truth. You're not a man that you should lie, nor the son of man that you should repent. So, Father, O God, how can we not then, Lord God, hallelujah, surrender ourselves, O God, to your lordship and your sovereignty, knowing that, Lord God Almighty, that those that are in Christ Jesus are promised eternal life. Hallelujah, Lord God Almighty Father. Tonight, O God, our God, I akure mashai, come, Lord God, together with my fellow, hallelujah, brothers and sisters, O God Almighty Father, has Lord your sheep, Lord God, O God Almighty Father, to encourage each and every one, Lord God, for he said that iron sharpened iron, Lord God, and we pray, Father, that during, Lord God Almighty Father, this presentation, that Lord God, those who would join, O God, and participate with us, O God, in this live stream, that Lord God, together, Lord, we joined by faith, hallelujah, for the Bible said without faith it is impossible to please God, hallelujah, Lord God, and to that one Lord, who Lord God Almighty Father, will listen to the rebroadcast, O God, later on after it is published, O God Almighty, in listening to it, Lord, that your Holy Spirit minister unto them, for you desire that none should perish, but that we should all have eternal and everlasting life in Christ Jesus, O God, I'm Apostle Collins, I'm speaking from Baltimore, Maryland. Hallelujah. It is now 8:53 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. God, wherever you are, it might be morning, it might be evening. Oh, God, it doesn't matter. Jesus Christ, our Lord and our Savior, hallelujah, is the omnipresent God. Hallelujah. I pray that God would meet each and every one of us at the point of our need as he has so promised. Hallelujah. Lord, bless the the beginning, my Lord, no Father, I submit myself to you, Lord, that the blood of Jesus, Lord God, Almighty Father, reign over me, reign over, Lord God, this platform where eagles soar. Reign over, Lord God, my fellow, O God, Almighty Father. Hallelujah. Oh God, fellow believers, oh God, those who join, Lord, to fellowship, Lord God, in this hour, Lord God. Father, Lord, let your righteousness, I pray, oh God, be our portion. Hallelujah. For your hand, oh God, is not shortened that thou canst do. Father, we thank you. We praise you and we honor you, Father. Oh God, we are grateful that Jesus Christ is now seated at your right hand, making intercession for us. And Father, oh God, we acknowledge the promise that he has made. Hallelujah. To them that diligently seek him. Hallelujah. That greater works than these shall we also do. For he goes to the Father. Hallelujah. Making petitions and intercession on our behalf. Hallelujah. Blessed be the name of the Lord. Welcome each and every one tonight. Hallelujah. As I said, I don't know how God, what time it is in your part of the world. Hallelujah. I welcome each and every one. Hallelujah. Blessed be the name of the Lord. On this platform, we are a family. Hallelujah. We may not know each other individually or personally, but God Almighty knows us. Hallelujah. And he's the one that does the choosing. He's the one that does the gathering. He knows how to meet us. Hallelujah. Our heart's desire. Hallelujah. The Spirit of the Lord. Hallelujah. Given unto us to lead us into all truth and to bring us, hallelujah, into fellowship one with the other. I trust and pray, hallelujah, that someone, hallelujah, as you come across this medium, my God, this podcast, I trust and pray that the Lord God Almighty, hallelujah, sits high and looks down low. Oh, God would have directed you, and I trust that whatever goes forward, that somewhere in there, you can be encouraged to that one who is sick or infirmed or afflicted at this time. The Bible said affliction shall not rise a second time. I pray therefore, hallelujah, through the blood of Jesus, that you receive your healing. Hallelujah. And not only your healing, but as Jesus said to the woman, the issue of blood, woman, go thy way, thy faith hath made thee whole. My God, God is more than just healing. He's about making you and I whole. Hallelujah. Blessed be the name of the Lord. Father God, I give you praise. I give and I give you glory. Hallelujah. The Bible declares, hallelujah, we are going to open up by speaking about, hallelujah, the fruitfulness, oh God, of God in us. Hallelujah. God wants you and I to be fruitful in all our ways, in all our endeavors. And as Psalm chapter 1 verse 3 states, hallelujah, and he shall be like a tree planted by the rivers of water that bringeth forth his fruit, hallelujah, in his season, hallelujah. His leaf also shall not wither, and whatsoever he doeth shall prosper. Is that you out there? Hallelujah. I tell you, the God you and I serve, the God, the creator of the heaven and the universe, the God who desires that we be fruitful and multiply, that God who cares so much for us, hallelujah, he does not want us to remain one way. He's the God of multiplication. He, hallelujah, is the God of improvement. Hallelujah. Blessed be the name of the Lord. Again, fruitfulness has been promised by God to his sheep, hallelujah, and more so to those that are diligent in service towards him. Is that you? Hallelujah. Be encouraged. God, the believer, is likened unto a tree or a plant that is planted, hallelujah, in fertile soil, hallelujah, and when exposed to a continuous source of nutrient, it flourishes. Hallelujah. We know that water is a nutrient to plants. So is the grace, hallelujah, the anointing, hallelujah, the mercy and the favor of God, hallelujah. I tell you, when you are connected to the source, my God, I tell you, hallelujah, you can expect great things, hallelujah, in Christ Jesus, hallelujah, for God is not a failure, hallelujah. I tell you, he's the creator of the heaven and the universe. The Bible says, in the beginning was the Word was was with God. The Word was God and made flesh amongst us. Oh God, here in the earth. For the earth is the Lord's and the fullness thereof. The world and they that dwell therein. Hallelujah, I tell you. My God is Yakoshandayama. There are benefits in serving the Lord God. Hallelujah. The enemy might try to come, my God, and to lie to you and I, and try to deceive us, and try to get us to question, my God, the promises and the word of God. But I tell you, if you stand fast, like the Bible says, oh God, encouraging us, stand fast in the liberty wherein Christ hath made you and I free, and be not entangled again in the yoke of bondage wherein to sin. Blessed be the name of the Lord. Father, we humble ourselves before you, acknowledging, oh God, that you are sovereign God, that you are the sovereign God and the source of divine grace, favor and nourishment to our souls. We are grateful of who, oh God, you are, and that your promises to us are an assurance. We trust you, Lord, and give ourselves to the impartation of the gift of fruitfulness. Hallelujah. Oh God, as a flourishing tree, oh God, we thank you, Lord, oh God, that which you have promised are an assurance. Thy will be done. In Jesus' mighty name we have prayed. Hallelujah. Somebody shout hallelujah where you are. Hallelujah. Blessed be the name of the Lord. My God. God, we have just spoken of, my God, fruitfulness in Christ Jesus. We are going to speak now. My God, trusting and believing. Oh God, that the faithfulness of God. Hallelujah to you and I. Oh God, we said earlier that God is not a man that he should lie. Hallelujah. Not the Son of Man that he should repent. Oh God, in Job chapter 17 verse 9, the righteous also shall hold on his way. Hallelujah. And he that hath clean hands shall be stronger and stronger. God, I adjure you, I encourage you and I. Hallelujah. That we do, oh God, that is within us, with the help of the Holy Spirit, that our hands be clean, that we stay away from those things of the world. Oh God, that we strive, we yearn, we thirst for those things that please Almighty God in Christ Jesus. Hallelujah. For God said, ask and it shall be given. Seek and he shall find. Knock and it shall be opened. Hallelujah. In Job chapter 17 verse 9 I just read, it is common knowledge that Elohim desires that those that are called by his name, that we grow in every area of our lives. Hallelujah. Especially, my God, in those things that bring him glory. Hallelujah. And so it is that as believers we earnestly yield to the obedience of Yahweh. Hallelujah. It pleases him, and he is moved to reward us. Hallelujah. Oh, Lord, our God, thou art faithful in all your promises. We thank you for your love, your promises, and more so your faithfulness to those of us who strive, hallelujah, to ensure that our hands are clean and are diligent in our pursuit. Oh, God, to honor you in holiness and righteousness. Thank you, Lord, that your strength is made perfect in our weakness. In Jesus' mighty name we have prayed. Oh, hallelujah. We know Gokayabasha, the mercy of God. Hallelujah. Yabusha, the world speaks of luck. But you and I, hallelujah, that knows the word of God. Hallelujah. We know that nowhere in the Bible, my God, you see the word luck. Oh, God, but God, the God we serve, who sits high and looks down low, is a merciful God. He said, I will have mercy upon whom I will have mercy. Hallelujah. In Exodus chapter 33 verse 19, he said, and he said, I, the Lord, will make all, not some, all my goodness, not your goodness, not your neighbor's goodness, but his God Almighty goodness,
pass before you and I, hallelujah, as the scripture said, pass before thee, and I, the Lord, will proclaim the name of the Lord before thee, and will be gracious, hallelujah, he said, and will be gracious. This is a promise to you and I. Remember, he said, I will proclaim, my God, and we know when a proclamation is made, it's an order, my God, that is assented to, and we know that the word of God, it goeth forth, and returneth not void, but accomplish that for which they send. For my God, when God made a promise to you and I, when he made a decision about you and I, my God, it is written, it is stamped, my God, with the seal, my God, that cannot be refuted. But Jesus Christ paid that price on that cross of Calvary. For when his blood was shed for you and I, my God, I tell you, we are clothed and covered, hallelujah, with that blood of Jesus, hallelujah. And therefore God says, and will show mercy on whom I, the Lord God, will show mercy. Oh, hallelujah. Here we are reminded that Jesus is known for his attributes of compassion and forgiveness. As we often like saying, he is the God of second chance. Hallelujah. Eternal God, thou art sovereign. You reign, O God, over all things created, and thou art the righteous judge. O Lord, oftentimes we found ourselves running foul of you in spite of our sometimes best efforts. Help us, Lord, to be steadfast in serving you. O God, have mercy upon us and create in us the will to do right by you. In Jesus' mighty name, Alabaki Turiskaraba, Yababa Shandarabu, we have therefore just recommitted, my God, our desire to honoring God, to please him. We know that it is said, obedience is better than sacrifice. My God, oftentimes as believers, we know that many challenges would come our way. My God, and sometimes, if it not been for God and his love towards you and I, my God, we'll find ourselves, my God, progressing in the direction of compromise. But God forbid, for we are marked by the blood of Jesus. For the word of God said, if it was possible, hallelujah, in the very lick, we'd be deceived. Oh God, therefore, I challenge you out there, stand fast in the liberty wherein Christ had made you and I free, and be not entangled again in the yoke of bondage wherein to sin. Galatians 5:1. Hallelujah. I know that in Christ Jesus, you and I, we are more than conquerors. Hallelujah. We are the head and not the tail. We are above and not beneath. For the word of God said in Psalm 110:1, he said, hallelujah, Sharabo, sit down way up my garden till I make my enemies, hallelujah, a footstool. I tell you, God, he is jealous for you and I. Hallelujah, give him. If you have not given him your total submission and surrender, I want you to understand that what the world has and is offering, my God, he's driving you. If you embrace the things of the world, my God, he's putting a chasm between you and God. But I come to tell you, hallelujah, put your trust in Jesus, for the price he paid, my God, hallelujah, that sacrifice he prayed with his own life, my God, he ensured that you and I didn't have to pay that price, my God, but he did it on our behalf. So I tell you today, hallelujah, tonight, oh God, wherever you are in the world today, hallelujah, I come to remind you, I come to tell you, this this God we are speaking about, this Jesus Christ we are speaking about, my God, He is the one that cares for you and I. He is the one that promises that He will go to battle for us. Hallelujah. God says, let go and let God. He said, this battle is not yours. This battle is the Lord's. What battle, oh God, is waged against you? What battle is waged against your family members? God, what battle? God, what diabolical plan that the enemy has executed against your community, against your home, against your family, against, hallelujah, your city, your nation. My God, stand fast, hallelujah, for God has positioned you and I where we are right now because we are His ambassadors. We are His representatives here on the earth. We are the carriers of the anointing, of the grace of God. Hallelujah, anointing. My God, that breaks yokes, shackles and chains. Hallelujah, I tell you, do not consider yourself of no importance. I come to tell you, one of the things that really got my attention, that made me to be encouraged, that I can celebrate, is that the angels who are the front seat, my God, ask God, what is man that thou art mindful of him? My God, I tell you, they are seeing how much of the love that God has secured and is prepared and is executing on your behalf and my behalf. I tell you, hallelujah. Oh God, you can speak to yourself and say, Lord, who am I that thou art mindful of me, that thou art made me a little lower than the angels? My God, when you recite that, when you speak that with confidence, know that you are building up your most holy faith in Christ Jesus. Hallelujah. It encourages you. My God, it put despair, it put negativism, my God, under our feet. Hallelujah. Because such confidence, my God, can be obtained, my God, through Christ Jesus. My God, and you're confessing, and you're proclaiming Him, and you're embracing Him, my God, and His word, knowing that His word goeth forth and returneth not void, but accomplish that for which it is sent. I tell you tonight, hallelujah, you and I, my God, as we come into this room, touching and agreeing, hallelujah, acknowledging, the Bible says, where the twos and threes are gathered together, He's in the midst, hallelujah. Oh God, I speak deliverance, I speak God's assurance, I speak, hallelujah, the beauty of God's holiness upon you, O Yabashayarbo, who are joining with me here this evening, hallelujah, and those who will listen to the rebroadcast later on. I trust and pray that, hallelujah, even after we come off here, that you will go back and listen, my God, hallelujah, rebroadcast, where you will have more time, my God, in your secret place, my God, where you'll be able then to identify with these areas that pertain to you personally. I tell you, hallelujah, Lord, Father God, we thank you that you are that God who promises and always will do it. Oh, blessed be the name of the Lord. Oh, hallelujah. God, in Deuteronomy chapter 6, verse 18, we started by speaking about obedience. For he said, obedience is better than sacrifice. Hallelujah. Deuteronomy chapter 6, verse 18. And thou shalt do that which is right and good in the sight of the Lord, that it may be well with thee. Do not miss this. Let me go over it again a little slower. I want you to grasp this, hallelujah, because we are here tonight to encourage one another. I know there are times, my God, we can be so overwhelmed. My God, the artillery of the enemy, my God, is so much against us. Sometimes, my God, if we are not careful, my God, hallelujah, was it not David who under the juniper tree said, woe is me? My God, where I said, Lord, if you do not do it for me, Lord, I don't know. Therefore, my trust is in you. Oh, God, he said, God speaking, and thou shalt do, is a command he's given unto us, and thou shalt do that which is right and good in the sight of the Lord, not in the sight of man,
not in the sight of your family members, not in the sight of your neighbors, not in the sight of your work colleagues. Ah, Shaya Rabo, he said, in the sight of God the Lord, that it may, look at this, that it may be well with thee. Hallelujah. That thou mayest go in. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. That thou mayest go in and possess. My God, oftentimes we hear it, go in and possess the land. But watch what the scripture says. Hallelujah. I tell you, this God we serve, he's such an awesome God. He's such an honorable God. He's such a wonderful God. Beautiful, oh God, in all his creation. He said, and possess the good land. Oh God, if you have your Bible with you, you better underline that word good land. Oh God, it makes much difference. Oh God, not just the land. Hallelujah. Because I tell you, Hayabo, the Bible says where good is, evil is always present. We know the enemy, he will come in much enticements. My God, Hayaba Sharabo, he'll come and present some things. My God, to that one who does not know who his Lord is. But God, make a distinction here. Hallelujah. Say good land. Oh God, others may provide you, others may present to you land, but God is saying, no. Oh God, my sheep. He said, I, the Lord, who sits high and looks down low, he promised, hallelujah. Oh God, the land that he's given to us, oh God, is the good, the, not a good land. Oh God, watch the scripture again. He said, the good land, which the Lord swear, oh my goodness, unto thy fathers. Oh God, understand that this is an inheritance, hallelujah, and a promise. Oh God, if, oh God, yes, oh God, you see the word if, oh my God, he said, if you do this, if you do this, if you do this, my God, he's making a promise, because there's an inheritance, my God, coming out of heaven. Oh God, and it's reserved in heaven for you and I, the believer, hallelujah. And God promise, if we are obedient and we remain steadfast and pursue those things that are of God, hallelujah, to please him, my God, and we'll be vessels of honor unto him, and not vessels of dishonor. My God, put your trust in God. Hallelujah. And him only, knowing. Hallelujah. Blessed be the name of the Lord. Because God, the God you and I serve, I come to remind you, in case the enemy tried to bombard you, oh Sharabu, and presenting some things, Kayarabu, that he would have you to believe are an alternative. Yabaki to Rebo Shakayamarabu. We know he's a deceiver, my God, and he peddles in deception, my God, from the foundation with Adam and Eve. My God, he told him, if they ate the fruit, my God, the eyes will be opened. He said to our Savior, our Lord, if he will cast himself down, he will give him all this that is before him. The devil remains a liar. Hallelujah. I tell you, we got to be careful. Hallelujah. Rabashanda Ramakitea Boko Shatayaba. My God, in Deuteronomy chapter 29 verse 9, he said, keep therefore the words, my God, of this covenant, the covenant of salvation, deliverance, and adoption, and do them. Oh, we are adopted in the household of God, in the kingdom of God. He said, my God, if you do these things that he has commanded you and I, hallelujah, that he may prosper. Oh, God, watch it again. That he may prosper, not in some, but in all that ye do. Speaking about you and I. Hallelujah. God wants us to prosper. Hallelujah. He wants us to prosper, brothers and sisters. Hallelujah. Hayalarabusha. We see in Job chapter 36, verse 11, he said, if they, and who are they? My God, he's referring to you and I. Hallelujah. He said, obey and serve him. Oh God, who is him? Elohim. Oh God, Ayakarabu. Hey, they, again speaking about you and I, shall spend, oh my God, shall spend, my God, this is their promise again,
He did not say may spend, he said shall spend. Our God is their promise. Our God, their days. Our God, who is it there? You and I, their days. My God, we're speaking about the duration. Our God, as long as you continue, my God, to put your trust and to serve the Lord our God. Hallelujah. He promised he will never leave us nor forsake us. That his grace is sufficient for us. My God is saying, all of the days, oh God, in Jeremiah 29:11, he said, he know the thoughts that he have towards you and I, thoughts of good and not of evil, and to bring us to an expected end. My God, hallelujah, there are much benefits in serving the Lord our God. Hallelujah, he said, hallelujah, and the yes in pleasure. My God, not the pleasure that the world know it, my God, but the pleasure he speaks about is comfort in Christ Jesus. Hallelujah, God wants us to be comfortable, my God, in the things that he promises to supply all our need according to his riches and glory in Christ Jesus. And I tell you, my God, when someone purchases a gift for you, or someone gives you a gift, my God, or someone blesses you, their desire is that you be comfortable and enjoy that which they have given you, because my God, it came from their heart. Hallelujah. When God blesses you and I, the things that my God he has imparted in you and I, it comes from his heart, the depth of his love towards you and I. So my God, we do not take for granted the promises of God and his love towards us. We see also in Romans chapter 8 verse 28, my God, one of our favorite scriptures unto all believers, hallelujah, it says, and we know that all, again, coming back again, all, not some, all things, look at this, work together, hallelujah, for good, God, to them, you and I, that love God. There's a principle, my brothers and sisters, hallelujah, that love God, not the world and all its unfruitfulness. My God, that love God to them who, and oh God, he's speaking to you and I, hallelujah, and to them that love him. He said, who are called according to his purpose. Hallelujah. Note here, called according to his purpose. You and I have been equipped to go into the world and preach the gospel of Jesus Christ, that many, hallelujah, and the world would come to the knowledge that no man can enter into the kingdom except through Christ Jesus our Lord. Oh my God, I tell you, oh God, many would say, and they would make a claim that they are of God. Hallelujah. But when you begin, my God, to speak about Jesus Christ, they would avoid mentioning the word. They would avoid mentioning, sorry, the name Jesus Christ. But I thank God that he gave us, oh God, a gift and blessed us with the gift of discernment. Because the Bible said, by their fruit you shall know them. My God, God said, have no fellowship, my God, with such. My God, you do not want to chance your salvation becoming contaminated. Hallelujah. Blessed be the name of the Lord. O karabashata yamandelebo. La reba kita yamashakanda ladabusea. La reba kanda yerebo. Oh God, yes, as I was saying, the Bible said, many, oh God, Almighty Father, and we hold to that claim. My God, he said, I have called you. My God, in Jeremiah 1, he said, I knew thee before you were formed in your mother's womb. Hallelujah. You've made thee, my God, a prophet. God, I tell you, God sees you and I. Hallelujah, his mouthpiece. Oh God, we are his ambassadors. God, we know some would conflict. Oh God, and have been conflicted. Oh God, when you hear the word prophet, oh God, you have the ministry of the prophet. Hallelujah, that is different from you prophesying. Hallelujah, God, because you trust him, and because God trusts you, my God, he'll have you, my God, at times based on the situation. Oh God Almighty, will have you prophesying. prophesy. But that does not make you, my God. Hallelujah. The gift of the prophet. No, God, he said his word. Hallelujah. Go it forth and return it not void, but accomplish that for which it is sent. So if God choose you, my God, to speak a word of knowledge, hallelujah, that's another thing again. Hallelujah. That's going to take another teaching. Hallelujah. God revealed to you something about someone. My God, hallelujah. And that person might be in your presence. Oh my, he might even take a phone call. My God, for you to speak this word that God has given you and commanded you. My God, hallelujah, to speak to that one who is in need, my God, of some form of encouragement. My God, because that which you are given, remember, God is the great, hallelujah, architect of our souls. He is the head, he is the greatest physician, he is the greatest surgeon. When God release a word, hallelujah, unto you and I, it's like a surgery. It's a surgical incision that he made to get that word, hallelujah, into our soul, into our spirit. Because out of that, my God, cometh, my God, deliverance. Hallelujah. La rabashindo roko taya mahasendelebo. Reba baba katayam dalarabo. Rebe bebe nikayaba. La ramakandelibo sotorobo. Raba baba shakandalabo. Oh Lord, our God, how excellent is your name. You are and always will be our blessed assurance. Hallelujah. Who willing, hallelujah, that none should perish. Hallelujah. But that we should all be saved. O God, have eternal life in thee. O God, we pray. O God, we pray. Help us. O God, you're called out to be obedient. Hallelujah. And steadfast. Serving you, O God, in all our endeavors. In Jesus' mighty name. Hallelujah. Oh, glory to God. Father, Lord, I pray that your people be encouraged. Oh, God, Lord, where they are challenging their obedience. Oh, God, to the will of you, Lord. Father, oh, God, you have loved us the way you do. Oh, God, you have given us the Holy Spirit to bring us into all truth. Lord God, we acknowledge your word and encouragement in Psalm 119, verse 105. Says, oh, God, that your word is a lamp unto our feet and a light unto our path. This is my prayer, not only, O God, Almighty Father, for the hearers, O God, on this broadcast, but also to myself, O God, for we are to encourage, O God, even ourselves. For the Bible let us know that when David found no one to encourage him, the Bible says he encouraged himself in the Lord. Hallelujah. We must not forget that last part. Encourage himself in the Lord. We are to encourage ourselves in the Lord, my God, so much that we will not lean to our own understanding, because there is where we can find ourselves in trouble, before the enemy will try to use, my God, some deception, my God, with enticing words that if we are not careful, because it sounds, my God, so luscious and so sweet. But I tell you, my God, when you consider sugar and you consider honey, my God, they are not the same. My God, hallelujah. And even, my God, the grace of God, my God, is even more sweeter than either of these to. I tell you, you cannot put, my God, hallelujah, percentage, my God, and the sweetness and the beauty of God's holiness, my God, which he has reserved for you and I. And as long as you remain obedient, my God, I tell you, hallelujah, that is what God will give to you and I. He said, behold, I come quickly and my reward is with me. I tell you, do not want, you and I, we do not want to miss that opportunity. Hallelujah, I tell you, for God to impart and God to release. My God, hallelujah. That which he has promised. Oh God, when we are obedient. Hallelujah. Oh, blessed be the name of the Lord. In Isaiah chapter 57, verse 19. Hallelujah. Oh God, we are here speaking about the peace. My God, my God, my God. Oh God, you know all peace is not the same. Hallelujah. Kayabaziko lorobo shokora mande katilia rabo. Remandili bakise kadorobo shikondo ramande la rabo. Rekataya baradaba. Rababanike teleandorobo. Oh, ribobodo shai kaimandala yareseha. Rahike taima hashe kaladabo. Peace, God. Isaiah 57:19 said, peace. God, if, watch this. Peace. Peace. Oh, God, we know those of us who are students of God's word. We know when you see two words come back to back, it's like saying, verily, verily, oh, God, truly, truly. My God, he said, peace, peace to him that is far off. Oh, God, oh, God, let me slow down here. He said, peace, peace to him that is far off, far off. Far over. I tell you, God is no respect of persons. He desired that none should perish. I tell you, God, he's speaking here to all and sundry. Because God wished that none should perish. My God, he said, peace, peace to him that is far off. Is that one out there, you have not confessed Jesus Christ and Lord. You are out there doing your own thing. I tell you, God still care about you. He has still opened that door for you. When Jesus Christ, hallelujah, on that cross, my God, when he paid that price with his life, my God, it was an access he had given. My God, he opened that way. My God, for that one out there, my God, who think that they have to clean up their lives first, or they have to do this, or they have to do that. Who say, Kaya, the song said, just as I am without one plea, God said, come as you are. Baba Yiko Robo Shataya Marabo. He said, peace to him that is far off. My God, referring to those who have yet to believe. My God, and to him that is near, that is you and I. God, have you not considered yourself as near to God? Hallelujah. He said, we are seated in heavenly places in Christ Jesus. Hallelujah, saith the Lord. And I, that is God speaking, I will heal him. Notice the promise. Peace is not just something to be treated lightly. Let me say this again. Peace is not just something to be treated lightly. The peace of God is akin to a medication. Hallelujah. Let me say it again. The peace of God is akin to a medication. Seek the peace of God and we would be amazed. Hallelujah. That the many things we oftentimes struggle with had to do with the peace of God not operating in us as it should. Oh God, let me repeat that in case someone missed it. Notice that the promise of peace is not just something to be treated lightly. The peace of God is akin to a medication. When you come to God, you know, it's like you're going to a hospital. My God, you're going, my God, for medical. Hallelujah. The analogy here is that peace of God. And he differentiated, he said, the peace I give, not the peace of the world. Hallelujah. Seek the peace of God, and we would be amazed, oh God, that the many things we oftentimes struggle with had to do with the peace of God not operating in us as it should. God has cautioned you and I about double-mindedness. With God, there is peace. But with the adversary, oh God, you better hear me. Oh, Kabo Shatayabaha. With God, Almighty Elohim, the sovereign God, the holy God, the righteous God, there is peace. Oh God, but with the adversary, my God, the enemy, is nothing but chaos, confusion, and much uncertainties. Oh, Father God, we come before you humbly and honored that you love us to the extent you refer to us as your sheep, and that your sheep know your voice. Hallelujah. And you know them, oh God, and they follow you, and a stranger they would not follow. We acknowledge, O Lord, that there is much benefit, hallelujah, to us when you release, hallelujah, your peace to us, and not the peace of this world, which is of no comparison, for your peace is everlasting, God, and a tonic to us. Let thy peace impregnate us, Lord, hallelujah, that the light of your glory and grace be ever embedded in us, your sheep, in Jesus' mighty name. Hallelujah. Karabashi kurubunda yadadaba. Lirika shikaya bahandela kandera bosia. Oh, God, we are going to speak about deliverance. God, there's beauty in deliverance. Many are trapped without even knowing it. God is the repairer of the breach. God promised that he will build up. My God, he will rebuild the broken edges. God is the God of redemption. He's the God of restoration. He's the God of transformation. He's the God of reconciliation. My God, somewhere in there, you and I, at one time or the other, oh God Almighty Father, we can find in there, God, as I said earlier, that, oh God, one of these apply, my God, to us at one time or the other, but that God, hallelujah, sits high and looks down low. I tell you, my God, hallelujah, the depth of his love, no man can add, oh God, a percentage, oh God, a limit, my God, oh God, unto the depth, oh God, of that love and desire that he have for us. My God, hallelujah. Echo Psalm 107 verse 14. Psalm 107 verse 14 said, he, God, hallelujah, God, you know, Jesus, when he speak about Jesus, he said, I'm the express image of my Father that sent me, hallelujah, brought them out of darkness and the shadow of death and break their bands in sunder. Hallelujah. Let me read it again. Psalm 107 verse 14. My God, I speak to all and sundry. Again, as I said, nobody never know, my God, who are listening to us, who would hear us as this broadcast goeth forth and it is reloaded. My God, and someone go back who may not know Jesus Christ as Lord and Savior. Oh God, and they will listen to it. My God, we trust as we come together to believe and pray for that unbeliever, my God, that they would come to know Jesus, because God says, hallelujah, if one soul is saved, my God, there's great celebration in heaven. I tell you today, hallelujah, as we come together here, my God, is not only about us encouraging one another, hallelujah, but our heart's desire, as it is with our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, hallelujah, we are praying and we are interceding. I am sure, hallelujah, that I am not here alone, my God, that the words that I am speaking, my God, I'm not speaking because, my God, I am given, my God, the opportunity to speak. But my God, hallelujah, the Bible said, touch and agree, and the two on earth shall us touch and agree. My God, that which is required, that which is desire of God, hallelujah, he who sits high and looks down low, my God, if it pleases him, he would ensure that it goes to the nook and cranny. My God, hallelujah, parabosa, hence that we are, might be mindful, my God, that in our sojourn, hallelujah, do everything that you mainly possible with the help of the Holy Spirit, hallelujah, to please God, hallelujah. Therefore, Lord, oh God, I pray, Lord, for my way Eagle Saw family, that Lord God Almighty Father, that Lord, we be vessels of honor unto you and not vessels of dishonor. Lord, our desire is to please you and no other, for the earth is yours and the fullness thereof, the world and they that dwell therein. Lord, the Bible says, in the beginning was the word was with God, the word was with God, and made flesh and dwelt amongst us. My God, Jesus Christ, he dwelt here in the earth, our God, and before he went, he said to his disciples and all who will give a hearing, he said, whatsoever you see me do, now he go and do likewise. Oh, Rabashataya Madadabo, he said, before I go, I will send you another comforter in the Holy Spirit, who is going to lead you into all truth. But he said, greater works than these shall he also do. My God, I tell you, someone ought to be excited here. When we know of the exploits of Jesus, but if he's saying greater works than these, my God, shall he also do. My God, he referring to you and I, the mere thought, hallelujah, we know God is the God of miracles, hallelujah, he said greater works than these shall he also do, because why? He goes to the Father, so he's sitting at the right hand of Almighty God, making intercession for you and I. I tell you, my God, you don't know the power you carry in you. You don't know, my God, how important, my God, and how valuable you are to our Lord and our God. Hence the angels ask, what is man that thou art mindful of him? I tell you, people will try to tell you otherwise. Do not diminish who you are. Hallelujah. Stand fast in the liberty, I tell you, because the Bible says that he that putteth his hand to the plow and taketh it back is not fit for the kingdom. You better hear me tonight. Hallelujah. God love you more than you can even imagine or think. Hallelujah, as I was saying. Hallelujah. This is more than priceless. Hallelujah. To us who are born again, not only by water, but by the Spirit of God, through Christ Jesus. For it is written, there is a way that seemeth right unto a man, but to the God, but to the end there is death. For the wages of sin is death, but the gift of God is eternal life through Christ Jesus. Unbeknownst to the unbeliever, their life, hallelujah, is shrouded, oh God, in spiritual debt, unstableness, emptiness, or shallowness, oh God, and aimless, with no direction, but when one says yes to Jesus, hallelujah, oh God, and chooses to follow him, there is a renewing of the mind, shackles are broken, spiritual liberation is visited by God upon such, and light takes over, and darkness is vanquished. Oh God, and thus even wisdom takes over, my God, from ignorance. Oh God, hallelujah. Oh Lord, our God, it is a delight unto us that your, oh God, that you cared, hallelujah, for us, even beyond Rabasha the extent. Oh God, we have allowed ourselves to imagine. Thank you, oh God, that you desire, that none of your creation, hallelujah, should perish. Oh God, and for this, you sent your son Jesus, my God, to be a propitiation, of our sins, thereby unlocking and breaking the shackles of sin. Oh God, darkness, unrighteousness, self-righteousness, deception, pride, unbelief of your gospel, opening our minds, and a pathway of abundant life in Christ Jesus. Once again, thank you for showing us a better way, a way of hope and assurance in Jesus' mighty name. One of the areas, my God, and all believers, you know, sometimes the enemy wants us to concentrate, my God, all our efforts in that area, my God, going to God and asking to be blessed, to be blessed, to be blessed. And more often than not, what we find ourselves, if we, my God, if we are honest, oh God, we realize that most time what we are doing is asking God, my God, to satisfy our wants. Oh God, when God promises to supply all our needs, my God, because some time ago he said, even the world asks for some of the things that we are asking for. My God, because you see, God promised you and I an inheritance. An inheritance that God knows, oh God, the seasons and the times. He's the author of time. My God, we often hear preachers say, delay is not denial. Oh God, hallelujah. It's like a cook in the kitchen. My God, hallelujah, preparing a meal. My God, and there are ingredients that ought to go in that pot. But there's a sequence, my God, hallelujah, in putting the ingredients. Oh God, those who know chemistry, you talk about acid and water. My God, there's a sequence in which you put them. They can work together, they can come together, but we got to be careful. One had to go before the other. I say this to say to you, my God, hallelujah, God is not a man that he should lie, nor the son of man that he should repent, for he is faithful who has promised, who also will do it. My God, we see here, hallelujah, in Proverbs chapter 22, verse 4, the Bible says, by humility and fear of the Lord are riches and honor and life. Deuteronomy chapter 30 verse 9 says, and the Lord thy God will make thee plenteous in every work of thine hand. Oh my God, let me read that again. Deuteronomy chapter 30 verse 9, and the Lord thy God, that is your God, that is my God. Hallelujah. The enemy doesn't want us to say that. My God, we are the righteousness of him, created in Christ Jesus. The Bible said in Psalm 139:14 that we are fearful and wonderfully made, hallelujah, in his image and likeness, here and joint here with Christ Jesus. My God, can it be better than that? Oh God, the enemy does not want you and I to know that. My God, he will try to lie to us. He'll try to manipulate. My God, hallelujah, if we go to tell someone, hallelujah, that them that are in Christ Jesus, that we are fearfully and wonderfully made in his image and likeness, and we know, oh God, when he said, here and joint here with Christ Jesus, my God, when your parents, my God, if we are to use that, it cannot really be compared, but my God, that is what we know, the analogy that, my God, your parents, my God, leave an inheritance, my God, for you and I, my God, once they have done that, and according to how they do it, in a legal manner, no one can contest that, but God is like a kayaba, that promise is sealed, oh God, it is shield, and it is secured, when God made a promise to you and I, hallelujah, it is oko shield, oh God, it's sealed in the codicils of heaven, oh God, and made manifest here on the earth, because that is the God you and I serve. He said, and the Lord thy God will make thee plenteous. I tell you, you want to be plenteous, you want to be plentiful, you want to be fruitful, you want, my God, that Lord is not a short-term thing, but because God, when God bless you and I, my God, hallelujah, it's bountiful, it's manifold, oh God, in all its forms, hallelujah, it cannot be contaminated. And God says, oh God, he will make you plenteous. That one out there who's in business, hallelujah, I tell you, when you commit your business unto God, hallelujah, he will make everything you do, my God, to be plenteous. He will multiply your business, hallelujah. Oh God, those who are like, you know, designers, they are making clothes. Oh God, yes, oh, your robosha. God said, every work of thine hand, my God, hallelujah, God will make you to put together that the average seamstress or tailor cannot. There's a uniqueness, my God. There's a design, because you are designers original, coming from God. Hallelujah. In fruit of thy body and in the fruit of thy cattle, speaking physical possessions, and in the fruit of thy land, and all that concern us, my God, for good. God, he said, for good. Don't miss that part. He said, for good. For the Lord will, not me, the Lord will again rejoice over thee for good, our God. He will rejoice over you and I for good, as he rejoiced over thy fathers. Oh God, understand this. Sometimes, you know, we take our parents for granted. My God, and those who are standing in the gap for you and I, sometimes they say things to us and we do not pay much attention. We take them for granted. But watch what God is saying. Hallelujah. Oh God, he will rejoice over you for good as he rejoiced over your fathers. Oh God, what a privilege. Oh God, having turned from selfish and self-proclaimed attitudes of delusional grandeur and embracing Jesus Christ for who he is and all that he represents, one now have positioned themselves, hallelujah, for God to say, no good thing, oh God, will I, the Lord, withhold from them that walk upright before me, you and I, oh God, and even to that one out there who do not know Jesus Christ as Lord and Savior, and who have just now, how God, have an understanding, hallelujah, that there is much success to be gained or achieved by accepting him into his or her life, hallelujah, and given the assurance that the ways of the world and the things once embraced are only short-lived, but the things of God are fruitful and everlasting. Oh, hallelujah. Oh, God, I say to you, you have made a wise choice, and the promise is not only to you alone. Oh, God, watch this, but to you and your household. Hallelujah. Oh, Lord, our God, hallelujah, God of all creation, you are grateful. We are grateful, hallelujah, to you, Lord, that those of us who have heard your plea, that you desire that none should perish, hallelujah, but have eternal life through Christ Jesus, your only begotten Son, and, oh God, and our Savior and Lord. Oh God, Ayarabo, beyond the most precious gift of salvation, oh God, you have made a promise, oh God, of guaranteeing us success, hallelujah. Oh God, in previously unimaginable ways as it pertains to a life of divine abundance and joy in you, Lord. We thank you, O God, for this uncontested love and promise of success in Jesus' mighty name. O rakata yamali and rebebe koshata yamanderebo lerebakita yamashanderebo. Oh God, we are coming out to that one thing that we all desire. My God, he said, come unto me, all ye that labor and are heavy laden, and I will give you rest. My God, we know when we rest in Christ, there's an assurance, more God of protection, for he's the El Gibor, the mighty God of battle, and that which is given unto God, no man can take it from him. Hallelujah. Blessed be the name of the Lord. Hallelujah. Psalm 121, verse 7 to 8. Hallelujah. Kayarabu. The Lord, hallelujah, not no one else. The Lord, hear me carefully. And he said, shall. Ha yabakito yabashandarabo. So we are oh God, we are a process. There's a process concerning you and I, sorry. Hallelujah. Oh God, daily, God is chipping away something more and more and more from you and I to bring us unto that perfect day. Hallelujah. Because it's the return, we all know it, for a church without spot or blemish. Oh God, as some, oh God, verses will say, without spot or wrinkle. Hallelujah. Some version, sorry. Hallelujah. The Lord shall preserve thee. That's you and I referring to. My God. From all evil. My God, not some. Oh, Karabashatayaba. We know that those who engage in divination, those who engage, my God, in diabolical, those who engage in fetishness, my God, they look at you and I, and they think that the things that they indulge in, my God, it makes them, God, give them over to a reprobate mind. They are delusional. They think, my God, there are so much examples around us. My God, when we look and see, my God, God, in Psalm 6, he said, arise and shine, for the glory of the Lord is risen upon thee. My God, hallelujah, God is saying to you and I, arise and shine, because when the light of God come in you and I, my God, all around will see. Our God, and those who have eyes to see, let them see. Because God does not meant for his light to be obscured. For he said, let your light, oh God. Sometimes we say, your light, God, did we just start with light? No, God put that light in us, and because he put it in us, he make it personal. He pass it on to you and I. So it becomes now, oh God, our light. He said, let your light so shine before men that they what? God, not works, that they may see your good works. That's you and I. The works that we do for Christ, they are good works. They are not aimless. My God, hallelujah. Your good works and glorify the Father in heaven. That's what our good works does. My God, hallelujah. Kayabo, we are not to blow our own trumpet. My God, when we do for others, my God, hallelujah, and they are pleased with what you and I do. My God, hallelujah, Kayabo, they will heap us. Oh, just the mere thank you. Hallelujah. Kabosha taramanerebo. Oh, God, that thank you will cause God to unlock, my God, that blessing, hallelujah, to reach you and I, hallelujah. I tell you, my God, there are benefits, oh God, hallelujah. Yes, again, as I said, Psalm 121, verse 7 and 8, the Lord shall preserve thee, you and I, from all evil. He shall preserve thy soul, purchased through the blood of Jesus Christ. Oh God, the Lord shall preserve thy going out and thy coming in, from this time forth, you and I, said yes, and turned our backs to the ways of the world and even forevermore. Hallelujah. 1 Peter 3:13 says, and who is he that will harm you? Hallelujah. If he be followers of that which is good. If you are followers of that which is good, who can? Oh God, come on, let us build up some spiritual muscles here. We are not boastful. If we have to boast, we have to boast in the Lord. Hallelujah. Kayabo, but we know our strength is in Christ Jesus. That's that assurance that he has given to you and I. My God, Deuteronomy 33:12 says, the beloved of the Lord shall dwell in safety by him, not in self. Hallelujah. The beloved, and I believe I'm speaking about you and I, the beloved of the Lord shall dwell in safety by him, and the Lord shall cover him all, not some or part, all the day long, and he shall dwell between his shoulders. My God, I tell you, oh, karababa shandala rabo. When you put your trust in the Lord, you shall dwell between. You shall dwell because he carry us, oh God, on eagle's wings in his arms. Hallelujah. Proverbs 1:23 said, but whoso hearkeneth unto me, that's God, shall dwell safely and shall be quiet from fear of evil. Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. Psalm chapter 27 verse 1 says, the Lord is my light and my salvation. Hallelujah. My God, when the enemy come in like a flood, God raise up a standard against it. My God, you stand up because you have that assurance. You know who you are. The Bible said, the people that do know their God, they shall be strong and do great exploits. My God, the Lord, you are speaking. Oh God, to your detractors, my God, to your deceivers, your naysayers, those with vile tongues, oh God, with false accusations, they come, my God, they try to sully your name and my name. They try, akayabo reko shatayamadebo. They speak so much falsehoods, my God, but my God, you stand firm, my God says, stand first in the liberty. Oh God, the Lord is my light and my salvation. Vision. Whom, who shall I fear? The Lord, the Lord, the Lord is the strength of my life. Of whom shall I be afraid? Hallelujah. Is there anyone out there, hallelujah, that still needs a convincing? Oh God, you have heard us for the last hour plus. My God, hallelujah. As God says, we are to encourage one another. He desired that none should perish, but that we should all have eternal and everlasting life in Christ Jesus. Hallelujah. Oh God, I say again, I'm speaking not only to ourselves, my God, for we know, hallelujah, because God, our spirit, one to one, my God, it's not about self, it's about the spirit of God that dwells in you and I. Hallelujah, is what God speaks to, my God, is what he communicates with, but I speak because God, he desired that none should perish, so I speak to that one out there, my God, you have not even come onto the live stream right now, but I trust and pray, or we pray for that matter, hallelujah, all together, hallelujah, that someone else will avail themselves, my God, as they go back, or they have, God might lead them to come across the listen of the rebroadcast, my God, that they will find joy, they will find excitement, they will find a reason, my God, to turn from the life that they once lived, my God, to embrace that which God, hallelujah, has promised, that which God has given to you and I, and we know each day that God is increasing us more and more unto that perfect day. Hallelujah. Kayabo. We shall, I pray, I decree and I declare over where you go, saw family, that we shall not be depleted. We shall not diminish, but we shall increase. My God, hallelujah, for the abundance of God's grace, my God, is secured and it is set apart for you and I. Hallelujah. Is there for anyone out there that still needs convincing, as I said, Father God, through the sacrifice of your son Jesus, you have demonstrated to the world that to those who embrace you and the gospel of Jesus Christ are called, oh God, unto your ark of safety. And therefore, no weapon, no weapon formed against them shall prosper. O Lord, our God, how excellent art thou in all thy creation. Hallelujah. We are indeed grateful and humbled. Hallelujah. That you who have the final say, have said also, who can decree a thing if you, the Lord God, had not commanded it? Thank you for the assurance and protection, hallelujah, promised to all those, Oh God, hallelujah, who believe your word and put their trust in you. We are forever grateful. In Jesus' mighty name we have prayed. Oh hallelujah. My God, we have come, my God, to the end of today's proceedings. Hallelujah. I thank you, each and everyone that have joined me here. Hallelujah. I prepare myself to go into another, hallelujah, to join with another Yakarabu. My God, and their podcast. My God, I pray. Hallelujah, Father. Oh God, we bring before you, Lord, that one out there, Lord, who have heard us for the last hour plus. Oh God, and do not know you as Lord and Savior. For, oh God, for you desire that none should perish, but that we should all have eternal and everlasting life in Christ Jesus. For, oh God, before, Lord, I pray that each and every one who has joined me here, Lord God, for the Lord, and whatever, oh God, is their need, I ask you, Lord God, to establish, Lord God, Almighty Father, oh God, that line of God, and that access to your abundance. Oh God, those who, Lord God, Almighty Father, are targeted by the adversary, Lord God, Almighty Father, and it seems to them that the more they try, oh God, like nothing, oh God, seem to be working. But God, I say to that one, stand still and see the salvation of the Lord. Oh God, the Bible says that they that wait upon the Lord shall renew their strength. They shall mount up with wings as eagles. They shall run and not be weary. They shall walk and not faint. But the Bible says, and God's assurance, he said his strength, hallelujah, is made perfect in our weakness. I say to you that God's strength is made perfect in your weakness. For in the presence of the Lord, my God, my God, my God, oh God, there is joy, and at his right hand there are pleasures evermore. Oh God, I tell you, life in Christ Jesus is such beautiful, sweet life. Oh God, Father, release the fragrance of your holiness upon your people here on where you go. So, oh God, and not just them, but them and their household, and all things that concerns them, Father. Hallelujah. Lord, clothe us, Lord. God, clothe us, Lord, in the beauty of your holiness. God Almighty, Father, we love you and we adore you, Lord God. And Father, oh God, we thank you that the areas where we need strengthening, God, strengthen us. Lord God, your word says, cast down every vain thought and imagination that rise up to exalt itself against the knowledge of the truth of God. Father, with the help of the Holy Spirit, we cast down now every vain thought and imagination that rise up to exalt itself against the knowledge of the truth of God. And we invite you to have your perfect will and way in us, Lord God. Father, we are humbled. We are thankful. Yes, again, as I said, to that one out there, Lord, Rabosha, who do not know you as Lord and Savior, we are speaking to you together and collectively. And we ask you, hallelujah, prepare yourselves. Life is about to change for you. I want you to recite and repeat these words. Dear God, I know I am a sinner, and I ask for your forgiveness. I believe Jesus Christ is your Son. I believe that he died for my sin, and that you raised him to life. I want to trust him as my Savior and follow him as Lord. From this day forward, guide my life and help me to do your will. I pray this in the mighty, wonderful, and precious name of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. Amen. Father, that one who have recited that prayer, Lord, your word says you desire that none should perish, but that we should all have eternal and everlasting life in Christ Jesus. Father, we ask you now with open arms to receive that one. Father, Lord, we pray that, Lord God, you will send mentors to encourage and to guide those and that one who have said yes to you. That one, Lord, who willingly have turned their back from the ways of the world, Lord, to embrace all that you have promised. For you are not a man that you should lie, nor the son of man that you should repent. For you watch over your word to perform it. Father, we thank you. We praise and we bless you. Now, Lord, we pray that that one and those who have said yes to you today, that, Lord, you direct them to a Bible-believing church. And that, Lord God Almighty, they study your word, hallelujah, as you would lead them through your Holy Spirit, that the righteousness of your Lord be made manifest in and through them. Father, we thank you for the increase to your kingdom. And we thank you, Lord God, that one, or how much more it is, oh God Almighty Father, has made the kingdom of darkness less. Oh God, they have been depleted. Father, we cover these, Lord, with the blood of Jesus. I cover each and every one here on Where Eagles Soar with the blood of Jesus, my family, hallelujah, my neighbors, my relatives, my in-laws, my, hallelujah, Lord, my colleagues in the body of Christ. Lord, I bring, Lord God, every church service tomorrow Oh God, Father Lord, the apostles, the bishops, the prophets, the evangelists, the pastors, the teachers, hallelujah, La Rabosha, even the missionary workers. Oh God, I bring each and every one under the umbrella of the Holy Spirit, hallelujah, and the blood of Jesus. Lord God, touch the lips, oh God, of your ambassadors, whom Lord God Almighty, you have ordained, oh God, and appointed for such a time as this, as they go forth in your word tomorrow. Oh God, even in their preparation from tonight, Lord God. Father Lord God, may you tabernacle with them as they tabernacle with you, that Lord, the word that goeth forth, oh God Almighty Father, your Shekinah glory anointing, oh God, be upon that word, oh God, as it goeth forth, it shall not return void, but it shall accomplish that for which it is sent. Protect your people, oh dear God, from the snares of the fowler and the noisome pestilence. Father, oh God, we thank you, Father. Hallelujah, Lord, we celebrate you. We rejoice with you, Lord God. Father, I thank you once more, for great is the Lord, and greatly to be praised. He said, lift up your heads, O ye gates, and be lift up the everlasting doors, and the King of glory shall come in. With this King of glory, the Lord God, strong and mighty. For mighty is he to save, and strong to deliver. I love you. I love you, each and one of my Rare Eagles Soar family. If you are joining us for the first time, I welcome you. I am grateful. I am thankful. God knows you. Hallelujah. And I trust that you would, in due course, hallelujah, look out for my prompts. Hallelujah. I try to go when God, hallelujah, laid upon my heart the liberty to go forth. Hallelujah. He said, trust in the Lord with all thine heart, and lean not unto thine own understanding. All thy ways acknowledge him, and he would direct thy path. I trust that you would do the same. Hallelujah. For the Bible says, many are the plans of a man, but God shall direct them all. Until we meet again, I'm Apostle Collins. I am speaking from Baltimore, Maryland. Wherever you are, I plead the blood of Jesus over you and the area that you are in. Hallelujah. Ah, God, I call forth the ark of God's safety. Hallelujah. To rest over you and your household. That the peace of God dwell with you richly. My God, that you increase in all things. Our God, and not be depleted. I thank you. I thank God for you. I praise God Almighty Father, that my God, that is a miracle working God. If you are believing God, my God, you may have an emergency, hallelujah, request. God said, call on me and I will show you great and mighty things that thou knowest not of. I tell you, the things that you desire, just that prayer away. My God, hallelujah, he respects her. My God, and he loves to hear you come in. He loves to hear you ask of him. My God, he said, you receive not because you ask not. My God, Father, Lord God, may you answer, oh God, your people tonight. Oh God, in every area, Lord God Almighty Father, that they have a need of and a desire. Father, let your divine will and purpose be fulfilled and manifested in their lives. This and many other blessings we ask in Jesus' mighty name. Hallelujah. May the grace of our Lord Jesus Christ and the love of God and the sweet fellowship of the Holy Spirit rest and abide with us now and forevermore. Amen. Surely, God, your goodness and your mercy shall follow us all the days of our lives, and we shall dwell in house, O Lord God, forever and ever. Amen. Shalom, shalom, shalom. Hallelujah, 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 kalaradabosha. Hallelujah, hallelujah. To you, O Lord God, be all glory, honor, and praise. In Jesus' mighty name, we have prayed. Amen. Once again, I love you, I love you, I love you, and thanks once again for joining with me. May the grace of our Lord Jesus Christ and the